Welcome to the Curly Country Fifth Quarter Show. I've got Coach Alex McClafferty from Santa Fe Chiefs on the line. You all had a tough night tonight against the Slater Wildcats. I'm told they took your guys 38-14. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Can you tell us how that game progressed from your sideline?
The halftime down 32-0 from big busted plays. They didn't really drive on us. We were just, our outside contained guy wasn't containing, or our blitzing backer wasn't blitzing and left his gap open. I mean, it was big busted plays that slid us in the first half. Second, we go to the locker room for halftime, and our senior captains kind of take control and, give the pump up speech and tell them how it is. So they kind of took some self-leadership there, which is really cool. And we came out in the second half, and we outscored them 14-6. Made up for a couple mistakes. Quarterback threw for two interceptions in the first half, and then rushed for a touchdown and threw for a touchdown in the second half. So kind of making up some redemption there. And then, just the effort all around the second half was 1,000 times better.
All right. Was most of your problems on the defensive side, were you able to move the ball all night?
No, we struggled everywhere in the first half. We had a safety, couldn't run the ball, couldn't throw the ball, and big busted plays. Third and long, long scramble. Third and long, 40-yard run. Third and long, this. Third and long, that. I mean, defense just was out of position, big busted plays. Offense couldn't do anything in the first half. Like I said, second half, they turned that around. We were able to get down to what we know how to do, and that's play football.
Physically, you feel like you're ready to play with anybody?
Yeah, I do. I think we are in a great condition. They were – I don't know why the second half turned out the way it did, but, we were not tired going into that second half.
All right. Who's your opponent next week? Where are you headed?
Crest Ridge Cougars. We're at their place.
And have you got any scouting information on them?
Nope. Once I get off the phone with you, that's exactly where I'm heading.
All right. Did you make it through the night healthy?
Yes. Yes, we did. That's always positive. Always a positive sign.
Okay. Who are your seniors this year? Who are you dependent on to take this team and guide it?
Our center, Connor Bergman, our free safety and receiver, Tanner Begeman. The first unanimously voted captain I've seen in my career. The kids look up to him. They respect him. And he's an all-around great kid. Connor is, too. And then Dakota Bamer, our quarterback. He's a junior, not a senior, but, he's another elected captain. And those are the guys we're really trying to get behind. We've got other great seniors around him. Wyatt Sims, Caleb Bergman. So we've got great kids in our locker room.
And are your young kids eager to show what they can do?
Yes. This is a team that sat behind 9 seniors the last 4 years. They graduated last year, so they're still trying to find themselves, and they're still trying to figure out what they can do and how they can click. But like I said, that halftime adjustment, not even from our end, from the kids' viewpoint alone, really shows our team's character and our gut and our grit. And I think this season is going to be something special.
The last time you seen them, could you tell that they'd put this loss behind them and were ready to go for next week?
Yes. I really believe that.
Coach Alex Clafferty had a tough night start, got beat by the Slater Wildcats. We hope the Santa Fe Chiefs do better next week against Crest Ridge, and we hope to hear from you next Friday night here at the Curly Country Fifth Quarter Show.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Good night.
Uh-huh.